Okay, just moving on then to our next speaker, which is, in fact, it's Mike O'Leary and Eddie Rogan. Apologise, Eddie, I didn't quite get your background, so I'm going to ask Mike to introduce you, but I'll introduce Mike. Mike is an ex-BA pilot who has flown every type going, apparently, but also has a PhD in psychology and was very much responsible for managing the British Airways Safety Information System bases, and has spoken on many of our conferences and has a great deal of knowledge of the way that human factors has been implemented in a major airline. So I'll hand you over to Mike. And
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
As I walked out, Eddie just said he will actually give you his own version of his lifetime. Right. Thank you very much for inviting me here today. It's a long time ago since I was here. I'm going to start with this little title here. Accidents hardly ever happen without warning. And what I mean by that is that the combination and the sequence of failures and mistakes that cause an accident may indeed be unique, but the individual failures and mistakes rarely are. I'll give you an example. In 1974, two American flight crews made the same mistake in wrongly interpreting the same aeronautical chart, and consequently, both mistakenly descended too early into a mountain in their path. Fortunately for the first crew, they were in good conditions, good weather conditions, and were able to see and avoid the mountain. However, as it would happen 6 weeks later, in the second crew, following much the same flight path as the previous crew, was in cloud and unable to see the terrain. This resulted, of course, in a very tragic accident. But it was only during the accident inquiry that the previous near miss was brought to light. The final outcome of the whole episode was to facilitate the setting up of NASA's Aviation Safety Reporting System, ASRS, in the States. And as a result of the accident, a program was developed that collects incident reports from pilots, mechanics, cabin attendants, and many others involved in the aviation. By disseminating this safety information, the ASRS helped enormously to improve air safety, not only in the United States, but around the world. The USA is not the only country to have realized the benefits of programs such as the ASRS. Accident prevention is a goal sought by everyone in the aviation industry. Establishing effective incident reporting programs can go a long way in achieving this goal, but it is not only the failures of pilots and engineers and crew that persist. Its safety procedures, its organizational measures, they can also fail, just as catastrophically as the, and leaving the final, basically the final end to the pilot to see what he can do with it. However, incidents such as the one that preceded the accident just described can offer opportunities to discover the causes of incidents and errors. And with candid introspection by the individuals involved, voluntary confidential reporting systems have successfully identified human errors and most probably prevented accidents. I think there are four major elements to a good reporting program. The first one has to be trust. It's worth stressing here that for any incident reporting program to be effective in uncovering the failures which contribute to the incidents, it is vital to earn the trust of the reporters. This is particularly important where changes in industry or organizational structures, these can create great stresses in the companies, and it's even more important when candid disclosure of the reporter's own errors is required. Obviously, should there have been a level of mistrust or even antagonism in the organisation, it might be difficult to create the required level of trust. But without such trust, reports, if any, will be highly selective and will probably gloss over the pivotal human factors role. In the worst case, that in which the potential reporters have no trust at all in the safety department, there may be no reports at all. Trust may not come quickly. Individuals will be hesitant to report their concerns until the reporting system has proved that it's sensitive to and active in management corrective action. Trust is the most important foundation of a successful reporting program, and it must be actively protected. Even after many years of successful operation, a single reporter, disciplined as the result of a report, could undermine the trust and stop the flow of the essential information and reports. The second element to give us a good reporting program is confidentiality. To continue to foster a feeling of trust in the system, I believe that confidentiality is essential. Reporters must be confident that their own identities, as well as their own colleagues, are indemnified against disciplinary proceedings. A successful system, built on the knowledge that valid feedback on the reporter's failure, is far more important than the allocation of blame. Of course, the easiest way to ensure confidentiality is to use anonymous reporting. But this has drawbacks. The analysts have no ways of contacting the people who are who want to explain the situation. Furthermore, in small airlines or small industries, it is practically impossible to ensure anonymity. One other way in which trust can be developed is to separate the organization that receives the incident reports from the authority regulating the reporters from the organization that employs them. This is actually exactly what NASA did when they set up the ASRS. Alternatively, though, a disinterested university could be a good partner. This assumes, of course, that the university will have the skills of the necessary for this kind of analysis, and definitely a certain amount of credibility. If the reporting system is internal to an airline, then it is almost essential that it be administered by a department separate from those who supervise the pilots and the cabin crew, the attendants, the mechanics, who submit reports. For example, at British Airways, the confidential reporting program, the human factors reporting program, I should stress, is for flight crews based in the safety service department, which is completely independent of the human, which is completely independent of the flight operations group, thus providing the confidentiality needed by their reporters. And the next one is motivation. Reporters need to see some safety value in their reports. Without that, their enthusiasm will surely just wilt away. Naturally, the main issue for them is that the aircraft they fly or maintain, or the air traffic they manage, will be safer for all as a result. Reporters will need to know how their reports will be used, so a weekly page or a monthly newsletter is essential to keep all the community continuously aware of what the current safety issues are and highlights improvement that have resulted from the submission of reports, thus both informing and congratulating the community at the same time. Finally, the element is the ease of reporting. It's Another important issue to consider when you're creating a means whereby we can both collect a questionnaire and return it to some office or posting point at their work location. At British Airways, crew members file their reports into the Safety Services Office. There are two types of questionnaires, and both are double-sided with simple questions, although sometimes they do require difficult answers. There we go. Oops. Just run through in the last couple of pieces here. The Air Safety Report, the Air Safety Report is a mandatory form. It is to be completed when any untoward event occurs. The form must then be returned to Safety Services for analysis. It is concerned with hard data on specific issues, which are numbered and contain a brief description of the event. A couple of the events I'll suggest to you. It's when an emergency is declared, which I'm sure everybody would be clear about that. When a height control error of more than 300 feet occurs, and whenever a GPWS, a ground proximity warning system, occurs. Whenever there are these 33 criteria have been met, it is essential that the crew must file an air safety report. The second report is known as the Human Factors Questionnaire. This poses much more searching questions and demands a more descriptive answer. The crew are not required to file a report, unlike the ASR, and there are only 12 questions. It is totally confidential, absolutely totally confidential, in that the crew member files an HFR directly to a member of the Human Factors Group, and who will analyze the report. The only people who will have access to the report will be the crew member himself and the analysts in Safety Services who themselves are flight crew. Some examples are, again, how were you feeling and how were you getting on with the crew? Very difficult, a very different kind of question. How was the solution to the problem found? And on reflection, if you think you could have handled the situation better, what would you do next time? Right, that is what I'm going to be finishing that little part. But the next part is just a few slides from BASIS, just to show you what was going on in the last few years. That's the Human Factors Questionnaire cover. It's just a quick quote, almost, really, to show exactly what's being used and and basically abused sometimes. This is the Human Factors Questionnaire itself, which fits inside that folder. We've got, in fact, 12 questions, but the last three are on the back. It's pretty straightforward. It's incident dates and numbers and ranks, but the questions there are very much more searching, and there will be hopefully quite a lot of text involved in the answers. And this is the front screen of BASIS. You can see on the third box down on the right-hand side, we've got flight crew human factors. That's just one of the whole gamut of the modules of BASIS. So it is not just one or two. It goes for a long time. This is the browser, which can, I can do this. On the left-hand side here, that's the reference number, which is actually keeps with the report itself forever. Other things such as dates, where the flight phase was. The status is just showing that it's impending, so it hasn't actually been used at all. And there's quite a few other bits and pieces that you can have a look at if you wanted to. The details page is when you're starting to compile the information into a report. And this is the notes tab on the first question, external. It says, describe any relevant external factors such as weather or ATC or airfield facilities. And the person who actually produced this report has said airfield busy due to business fare, causing ATC delays and reroutings. We had just been directed to a point in space that neither of us recognized. A bit confusing. And finally, the questions that have been asked are all completed and boxed into one final12 question answers. This is one thing we had on our last report form. It says, your incident is probably not unique. Something like it has almost certainly happened to someone else already. Your report might prevent the same thing happening again or provide a colleague with a useful solution to a problem. Thank you very much.